Hello, everybody. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Bing.
Did you care to commence the proceedings with a bit of song, Rosie?
Why, you're very sweet to ask me, Bing. I'll just do that little thing.
You're the very one that can do it, too, John.
Just the monkeys and the palm trees. In the middle of an island, plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving, and walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture on my
Have you seen the new Saturday Evening Post? It's crammed with new features, new excitement, more informative than ever before. Suddenly, reading becomes a new adventure. This week, the new Post brings you the inside story of Connie Francis, the singer who's a show business empire all by herself. At 22, Connie has the world at her feet. She's made 8 gold records and earns over $300,000 a year. And yet, if you didn't know, Connie could be the girl next door, collecting stuffed toys and finding fun at amusement parks, hamburger stands, and drive-in movies. Learn what it's like to be at the top in the savagely competitive world of pop music. Be sure to read Girl on the Glamour Go-Round in this week's new Saturday Evening Post. Also in this week's Post, get all the lowdown on baseball's old professor, Casey Stengel. It's in My Own Story by Casey Stengel. In this week's Saturday Evening Post. On sale now.
Great old standard by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. To Greenwich, where modern minutes to be free, and Bowling Green you'll see with me. to Coney, we'll have bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you, and fair Canarsie's lakes we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
Hey, Ken.
I'd like your valued opinion on a mentalist act Rosie and I are getting up here.
Okay, shall I blindfold the lady?
Just be careful with the coiffure, Ken.
All right. There, that does it. Proceed, Brother Bing.
Well, I want you to concentrate, madame.
Oh, no.
The object I'm holding has gone many a weary mile, but a craftsman has made it look like new.
Yes, Brother Bing, yes.
His modern equipment and years of know-how perform this feat daily.
A picture is beginning to appear. I see a shoe repairer. Yes, yes, that's it. You're holding a shoe that's just been given a new lease on life.
And what's the name of the product he's using?
Oh, you don't have to be a mind reader for that, Bing. He's using famous cat's paw products that have meant happy walking to millions for more than 57 years. Quality products like cat's paw twin grip soft resilient heels and soles that give added miles of wear. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles by cat's paw. The best underfoot.
What about an act, Ken?
Well, my advice is, cobbler, stick to your last. You just keep singing, Bing. And folks, my advice to you is, visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat. Ask for famous cat's paw products by name. And be sure to look for cat's paw heels and soles on new shoes, too.
Bing, do you know what takes my fancy right now?
What's that?
Well, it's a song called What Takes My Fancy.
Well, if it takes your fancy, it takes my fancy, Rosie.
Well, let's do it then.
Would you like it plain or fancy?
Fancy.
Well, I'll be swacked and tickled in moonshine. You ain't such an ornery cuss.
Well, I'll be piped and peddled for coal. All you ain't such a gloomy old Gus.
Well, I don't want to give you no ideas, but you might not make a bad wife. Cooking grub and pinning up dieties.
Hold on, Grandpa, not on your life. What treats me girly has to find out early. In my mama's litter, I'm the independent critter. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy? I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
Well, that ain't no crime. That there's what keeps me young and prancy. What takes my fancy? I do all the time.
Well, bless my boots and paddle my britches if you ain't the sociable type.
Oh, well, hootin' owls and sufferin' polecats if we ain't a similar stripe.
Don't let this unravel your undies, but you might not make a bad room. All cleaned up for company Sundays.
Now, hold on, sis, you're sealing your doom. Here's a tip I'll give you. Partnership I'll give you. But you ain't promoting me from my protective coating. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy? I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
I likes to do. And if it makes my pockets fatter, it does.
too.
We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy? That ain't no yarn. If folks objects to how we acts up, what gets their backs up ain't no skin off arm. We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy? That ain't no crime. And if it keeps us young and fancy, what takes our fancy? We do all the summer,
winter, spring or fall,
the whole darn tootin' time.
You know, quick relief from cold miseries is a show business must. No singer or actor can feel his best when he has a miserable cold. And that's why smart performers insist on fast relief from cold miseries. Listen.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
For some words of good cheer, if you will, ladies and gentlemen.
You got glad tidings today, Ken?
Bing, you know, I've heard of another Shangri-La.
Well, how many thousands of miles away is it, huh?
No, it's not far away at all. It's in California.
California?
A nearby Shangri-La. How about that?
An available Shangri-La. Oh, joy.
Actually, it's the city of North Park, California.
Well, why do you figure North Park, California, is such a paradise, Ken?
Well, I'll tell you. Because 600 parking meters have been beheaded there.
Ah, they got the knife.
No more parking meters in North Park.
No more meters left. Like I said, their heads were cut off thanks to pressure from the downtown merchants.
Just left the post standing there, mm-hmm. huh, as a sort of a mute reminder that once North Parkers had to dig down and feed the kitty.
Well, they also stand there as happy reminders that something can be done.
Park in Shangri-La. Park in North Park.
That's the place to shop. No getting a nervous breakdown there. Worrying if a meter's clicked on that overtime.
Say, tell me something, though, Ken. Won't all these headless posts going to be unsightly?
No, Bing. Here's the bet. These 600 posts are being used to hold flower pots.
How beautiful. Gladioli. Oh, nice. They could even string a daisy chain along them, couldn't they, huh?
Well, so far it's just flowers in pots. That's
all
they
can be developed.
Nasturtiums now bloom where nickels once were planted.
This is wonderful, really wonderful. Parking meters in bloom. Feed them a little plant food now and then instead of cold cash.
Now a song salute to North Park, California, the Shangri-La of the Golden West.
To North Park, where the parking meters wear corsages.
The garden spot of America.
Hear, hear.
Was on the Isle of Capri that I found you.
Beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
So I can still see the flowers blooming round you.
Where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose bud at dawning.
But somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning, we are still on the Isle of Capri.
Summertime was nearly over. Blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rearing.
And we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat was so worn not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri. We hit the Isle of Capri.
We hit the Isle of Capri. That mob
with the
knife. It seemed that
all of the tourists
were purists.
Every man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and
all kinds of vinos, while seven stale mandolins.
I think the pasta is better at Dino's,
which is back on the strip in L.A.
Every time we think of Capri,
the mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
At Evidenti to memories we made there,
and to that island where romance begins,
I've often felt that we both might have stayed there. If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
And so, we'll be back again, folks, with Buddy and the boys and Ken. Some music, some idle prattle.
Meantime, you take good care of yourselves, you hear?
Yeah, and I'll take it real easy, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.